You're listening to the CIP podcast, the Study Abroadcast, Season 4, Episode 6. I'm your host, Jacqueline, and in this show, we'll explore the world of study abroad, offering advice, insights, and travel stories, bridging perspectives and cultures along the way. On this episode, we'll be speaking with a U of G student who didn't get their first choice on their study abroad application, and so let's get right into it. Today on our show, we're pleased to welcome Isabel. And so to get started, Isabel, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your study abroad experience?
For sure. Hi, Jacqueline. Thanks for having me. So my name is Isabel Casey. I am a fourth year management, economics, and finance student at Guelph in the Commerce Co-op program. I have actually studied abroad with CIP twice. So I did firstly a field school in Italy in May of 2022, and then I did a full semester abroad in Austria in February of 2022. So a little bit about me, I guess I would say I'm kind of your average university student. I'm involved on campus in a club as well as intramurals. I am in the co-op program. So currently I'm, you know, working full time. And then in my free time, I guess traveling is a huge passion of mine. That's why I keep trying to study abroad. And yeah, I like fashion, the environment, love spending time with friends, those type of things. So yeah, excited to share my experience.
Thanks so much. Yeah, you've studied abroad twice now, so it'll be neat to hear kind of your perspective on everything. When you were applying to study abroad, what sort of things were you considering when you were choosing your top five choices? I guess more specifically about the exchange rather than the field school?
Yes. So when I was applying for the exchange, I was actually really looking for somewhere on the water, like in a beach. So I was looking for, yeah, somewhere like on a coast. And that also was like a reputable school. I mean, I didn't care as much about that. I was more worried about the location. So I actually applied to, I think, three schools in Australia. And the other one, I can't remember if it was Australia, New Zealand, Malta, but it was somewhere also on the water. That's kind of what I was going for because I love being in the sun, being in warm weather, being able to tan. Those were the kind of things that I was considering, mainly location. And then also, I guess, what type of faculties the school had. So obviously, in the major that I'm in, MEEF, you don't have many free electives. So it was important to me to go to a business school that offered one, general business courses, but also economics courses, so I could hopefully count them back towards my degree. And that does narrow your choices a lot. Like, I know if you're a business student, there's some schools that don't offer business courses at all that you can't go to. So that's kind of what I looked for when I was applying, even though that's not what ended up happening. But yeah.
Yeah, just since you mentioned being a business student, I know that like the BCom program counselors do recommend students who are considering study abroad and kind of meet with them before you apply to talk about options and how to arrange your degree. So if you're listening, I'd recommend that.
Oh, and I was just going to add, I think if you're a commerce student that wants to study abroad, definitely start looking into it early. Like I would recommend in your first year because, you know, a lot of students in my program under the impression that they can't go abroad because of co-op and because of like the required courses you have to take, but clearly you can. It's just going to be a little bit more difficult to fit that into your schedule. Like there might actually be only one semester in your whole degree where you can, because, you know, we pretty much have something either school or work all semesters of the year. So yeah, I would definitely recommend talking to your academic counselor and then also booking a session with like Jacqueline or someone at CIP really early so you can start seeing what the options are, because there's definitely a lot less freedom in programs like mine.
Yeah, lots of supports to help you make it happen.
Yes.
So back to your choices and your application. So when you were applying, you chose these schools based on location and being close to the water, but then CIP came back to you and told you that we couldn't place you at one of your top choices. How did you take that? And then how did you pick the school that you ended up going on exchange to?
Right. So I think, you know, with CIP, there's like a match day. I think it's March 1st this year. Is it always March 1st?
No, it's just like a beginning of March kind of date.
Okay, so around then. So I was not expecting to hear anything from CIP until March 1st when I was expecting to be matched. But I think I got an email about 2 weeks or a month before that date saying, hey, Isabel, you know, unfortunately, we actually can't place you at any of your top five selections. Here's a list of the remaining schools that have spaces available. Please send us, you know, an email in the next few days with your top three or four out of these remaining institutions. So when I got this email, I was pretty upset. I was actually in the like University of Guelph McLaughlin library, I remember. And like I went into the stairwell, I called my mom, I was crying. I was really, really upset because I just kind of envisioned my life going to one of these places that I had picked. But anyways, I eventually got over it and I still wanted to study abroad. So I decided to start considering the alternate options that were sent to me. So I went home to my parents' house, I guess that week or the next week. And basically my mom and I just started researching all of these schools that were still available because I didn't really know much about them. So we literally just put it in Google, look at pictures, read about it, that type of thing. And yeah, that's what we did. So while I was doing that, we came across MCI in Austria, which still I think had like two or three spots remaining, which is in Innsbruck. And we just thought it looked absolutely beautiful. It's 360 surrounded by mountains, lots of lakes and rivers nearby. We thought it was really central in Europe, so it would be like easy to travel around, which was a priority to me if I was going to Europe and not Australia. So I thought, why not apply? So I think I ended up putting that as my top choice out of the alternates. I put like Austria and France, Switzerland, something like this, like all the business schools. And then on match day, I found out I got matched to go to MCI in Austria.
Yeah, it is a process to kind of rework your options and figure out what can fit. And so now that you're back from your exchange, are you happy with your experience at MCI?
Oh my gosh, yes. I could not be happier with my experience. I literally recommend MCI to so many people. I honestly think it was actually great that I ended up going somewhere that I did not initially intend to, because I had literally no expectations. I had no clue what I was walking into, but I honestly think Innsbruck is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I felt so safe there. I never had I didn't know a single person going or that lived there or anything, and I never at all felt unsafe on my own. I got to live in an amazing international student dorm. So basically everybody on my floor was from a different country, which was a super like eye-opening and wonderful learning experience for me. I got matched with, you know, a random roommate from Finland who's like one of my best friends in the world now. I'm going to Finland later this year to see her. I cannot recommend MCI enough. Innsbruck, the city is small enough that it's very walkable. Or if you don't want to walk, you can take like the tram. It's the public transit there is amazing. The school was not crazy difficult. Like I thought it was very manageable. It was interesting seeing kind of the way that school is different in Europe or in my experience than it is in Canada. You know, it's a lot more centered on like projects and group work rather than written exams. So it was actually quite manageable for me because I didn't frequently have like homework or anything like that. We were kind of just preparing for a big group presentation at the end of my courses. And yeah, it was amazing. I got to go skiing. I got to go paragliding. I think I traveled to about 9 or 10 countries while I was there, which no way I would have been able to do that if I wasn't there. And I honestly cannot recommend MCI and Austria in general enough.
Well, I'm glad you ended up having such a fantastic time there. And I do know you did an Instagram takeover for us and you showed us the river that kind of runs through Innsbruck. Yes. So you still got close to like some water.
Some water. Yes, not the water I intended, but yes. And they actually did have a lot of lakes nearby. When it got warmer, like in April and June, we would go take the bus to the lakes and like lay out on the docks all day and we could swim in the lakes. So yeah, it was beautiful.
Oh, nice. So for students who are in the application process and maybe starting to narrow down their top five choices, do you have any recommendations for them?
Yes, I would just say be open-minded and don't get your hopes up. You know, obviously it worked out well for me in the end anyways, but it probably would have been a bit easier if I wasn't set on one destination from the get-go. I think especially with how popular studying abroad is and is becoming, you're definitely not guaranteed to get your first choice, especially when some partner schools only have one or two spaces and like your eligibility is solely based off your average. So I would just say be open-minded. Like I think there really is the possibility to have a good experience anywhere. I mean, I know I have friends and lots of people who have studied abroad in all different places, and I honestly don't think anyone's had a bad experience. So I would just say be open-minded. If there's places that you really want to go, I guess rank them as high as you can, but I would also maybe consider adding some places with multiple spots into your application. So for example, like I know Australia, all the schools pretty much have like 1 to 2 spots, which obviously adds to the competitiveness. So if you don't have the best average and you only choose 5 places with 1 spot, it's going to be a bit tough. So maybe if you want to put like a safety school in there, something that has like 3 or 4 places, I would recommend that. But overall, I would just recommend like being open-minded. If you don't get into your top choice, there is still such a big chance of you having fun wherever you end up. And CIP is really going to like help you, you know, find somewhere to go and then like with all the steps in order to getting there. So yeah, I think just like being open-minded. And I think if you want to study abroad, it should be, oh, not because I'm diehard to go to this location, but because you want to study abroad to like challenge yourself and live in a new place and meet new people, which can happen anywhere in the world.
I think that's a great answer. And just to build off of the meeting people thing that you mentioned, from my time working at CIP, when I see students and they come back from their exchange and I get to talk to them, I ask them what one of their favorite things or top things was from their exchange. And I'd say majority of the time they talk about the people that they met. And so you really, like, when you're on exchange, you meet other exchange people and they become your friends pretty quickly. And it's the experiences and memories that you have with them that kind of makes your experience. So I think, like you said, being open to different locations can be helpful.
For sure. Yeah, I agree.
So just one last question for you. Do you have any final advice or insight that you would like to share?
Of course. So as I said, be open-minded. I would also say once you get placed and you know where you're going, I would start preparing pretty much immediately. There is a lot of step and work that goes into, you know, getting your visa, finding accommodation, booking your flights, registering for your courses, like seeing if those courses are going to transfer over. It actually is quite a bit of work, and you kind of need to take accountability and do that work because this is something you want to do. But I would really recommend starting early, because one of the things that made my experience wonderful was where I lived, and I would not have gotten into that accommodation if I hadn't applied immediately as soon as I had gotten accepted. You know, I knew other students who were studying abroad in Innsbruck where I was, who were living in different buildings, and they still had a good experience, of course, but they were like, man, I wish I lived in such a central like location like you did. So I would say get on it right away. And I would also say, you know, if there is ambassadors for the school you're going to on the CIP's website, I would totally read about it and take their advice into consideration, because that's what I did. There was someone who had went to MCI, and, you know, I had read her profile, also reached out to her, and she had recommended this residence to me, which I ended up getting in. So same goes if anyone is considering going to MCI in Austria. I'll tell Jacqueline, like, she can post my email when she posts this, and I'd be happy to answer your questions. So, but yeah, I would say, like, do your research, start preparing early, because it is a lot of work. Have fun, save a lot of money. I spent way more money than I anticipated on spending, but for me, that was worth it for the experience. And I would also say, don't say no to experiences. So that was something I was always willing to splurge on. You know, if it was like 150 euros to go snorkeling and kayaking and do this really cool excursion, that's kind of like a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I'd be willing to spend the money on that. And I would also say, something I wish I looked into and took advantage of more was like the grants and bursaries that are offered through the University of Guelph and the Center for International Programs. So I would definitely look into that. But again, you need to do that early. So yeah, pretty much as soon as you're accepted, start getting the ball rolling, because there's quite a lot of things to do. But I think everyone should go study abroad if they have the privilege to, and it's a wonderful opportunity.
I think you gave a lot of fantastic advice, and I do agree you have to start early. And once you've been accepted, like, we CIP starts giving you information, giving you checklists and things to work through. So we'll help guide you along the way. I know it can seem overwhelming, as Isabel is just mentioning all these things you have to do, but we help you along the way.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so that's all for today's episode of the Study Abroadcast. Don't forget to explore your own study abroad opportunities on the CIP website, uoguelph.ca/CIP, or follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is CIP_Guelph. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Isabel for sharing her advice, insights, and travel stories. Stay tuned to our next episode, where we look to unpack the study abroad experience even further.